Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If a person is given news that is difficult to deal with, initially, he may have feelings of depression and despair, but he must know there have been others who have gone through similar situations and persevered. With the right attitude, he could use the experience to discover Hashem in ways he never could have otherwise. Of course, he would never have chosen to be in that situation, but now that he's there, he should use it as a catalyst that will make him the person he is truly capable of becoming. A woman emailed that at the 20-week scan of her fetus, her doctor noticed an anomaly in its brain. She was sent for a very traumatizing MRI, and the specialist told her he couldn't detect anything further and they would just have to wait and see what developed. She decided she was going to improve herself in many ways as a zechut for Hashem to give her the news, the results she was hoping for. She began saying Birkot HaShachar every day, as well as saying at least one Amidah. She said Tehillim and Nishmat daily and separated Challah every Friday. She committed to eating Se'udah Shel Ishir on Shabbat. She committed to being stricter in the laws of modesty by adhering to every halakha, including having her elbows and hair covered at all times. She tried to listen to at least one class a day, even if it would just be a short lesson. And what she thought was going to be the smallest and easiest acceptance turned out to be the most life-changing one. That was to learn and teach her friends two lessons a day from purity of speech, as well as stop speaking Lashon Hara. After learning the laws, she was honestly in awe at how much she spoke previously and how rarely she judged people favorably and how much of her speech was negative talk. She now looks at Lashon Hara with such disgust, and she feels that this change has affected her the most. She learned that Hashem doesn't answer the tefillot of people who are Ba'alei Lashon Hara, and that gave her an extra push to make teshuvah for all of the Lashon Hara that she had previously spoken. During this time, she actually became thankful to Hashem for sending her this scare with her baby. Life is short, she said, and she could have easily went the rest of hers without making any of these changes. She now feels that great excitement towards mitzvot like she did when she first became observant. She has that spark back, and it's doing wonders for her. She is hearing feedback from people around her saying how much she has changed and how spiritual she has become. She once learned it's easy for people to get inspired and take on one heroic act. But what really changes a person is the small things that he does every single day. As a side note, the ultrasound that she recently took came out with the good news she was hoping to hear. But that's just a very small part of this story. Instead of wallowing in her misery over the negative report she received, she used the experience to become so much closer to Hashem, and her life has become ever so enriched because of it. Challenges should not cause a person to despair, but rather just the opposite. A person should use them to catapult into greatness. Have a great day.